Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 151, the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Welcome back. What's everybody up to this week? It's another Thursday morning that has rolled around. And we are getting warmer in Atlanta, which I enjoy. It's hard to believe. April's almost gone, right? This is April 27th when this thing comes out. So if you're listening to us on the 27th, or if you're one of those who kind of binge listens and you end up catching up, that's where we are right now. We're in April 2023 on the 27th. So hopefully, you know, too, you start thinking about where you are throughout the year, right? If you kind of chop up your year in fourths, January, February, March, April, this would be that first quarter, and you're finishing that first quarter. So it's a good time also to take stock of where you are. Are you meeting your goals? Are you exceeding your goals? Have you set any goals? Are you doing some daily work to make sure that you're able to transform into the type of person that you want to become if you desire to grow, which I'm going to assume that you do if you're listening to this podcast. So it's a good time to do that. This is the end of that first quarter. And if you're not where you want to be, then this is also the time to take stock and say, okay, I have a chance to start over in May with my second quarter. And what do I need to change? What do I need to start doing? What do I need to start having intentionality in what I do each and every day. I was talking to a good friend of mine today, and we were having a laugh just about consistency. And one of the things he said, he goes, well, that's what you've always kind of done. You've always been consistent. You know, you've always shown up. And that's the thing that you might need to consider. If there's an area or areas in your life where you're not meeting your own expectations, where do you need to be more consistent? And for some of you, that starts just in the morning. It starts getting up. It starts writing down your goals, maybe for the day. Maybe it's writing down what you're grateful for. Maybe it's, you know, making sure you do, you know, XYZ when you first wake up. I know another good friend of mine, he stretches every morning. He's over 50, and it's one of those things where he's just very intentional about it. He stretches every single day, and it's really helped him. It's helped his back. It's helped his hamstrings. And so it doesn't matter what it is. What it matters is what's important to you. And if it's important to you and you're not doing what you have said you want to do for yourself, then that's where you need to just notice that you're not being true to yourself and say, okay, this is quarter two. it's time for me to begin again. And there is no shame and no harm in beginning again. You know, the only time you fail is if you quit. That's it. And you stay stopped, right? You don't restart. You can quit, but you restart. So that's a little podcast within the podcast this morning. That just kind of came up. I wasn't really planning on saying that, but I feel like somebody out there needs that. And so there's you kind of a two for one this morning for you. So if you find yourself overwhelmed, maybe you've now noticed that you've been through the first quarter of the year and you're not meeting your own expectations and you find yourself overwhelmed. Or maybe you're in a relationship and you feel overwhelmed. Or maybe your job is making you feel, you think, overwhelmed. Or, you know, maybe it's your kids, or maybe it's how you're relating to others, or maybe it's just everything all at once. Or maybe another client of mine this week was supposed to move on a certain date and his movers didn't show up all day long. He was feeling pretty overwhelmed by the end of that day. Maybe that's you, right? But if you're feeling somewhat overwhelmed, I'm going to give you a new tool to put in your tool belt, and it may be something that resonates with you. Some of this I've kind of talked about before, but this is a new way to look at it. And sometimes that's what we need, right? Sometimes you just need a new lens to look through and see something. Sometimes you go and you know, it's if you're a golfer and you've got a putt, they always tell you to what? To go to the top side of the green, go around the hole, look at the whole picture, right, of the green. Because what you see on one side might look different on the other side. And you say, oh, this thing actually breaks left. I thought it broke right. Or it's actually a little uphill. I thought it was downhill, right? So it's just a different way to look at a situation where you feel overwhelmed. This is called the stop technique. The stop technique, S-T-O-P. So when you feel yourself or you find yourself overwhelmed, try this. Something new for you, just in a different way. So think about the word stop, right? A good acronym for here. Stop. The S. Stop whatever you're doing. Take a step back. Disengage from the situation. Take a break. And put everything off for just a few minutes. Okay? So instead of trying to push forward, or instead of saying that thing that just comes to the top of your head, or instead of yelling back, or instead of arguing back, or instead of beating yourself up, or instead of feeling all that shame, just stop. Just physically tell yourself, hey, I'm going to stop, right? Stop what you're doing. Take a step back. Disengage. Remove yourself if you can from the situation. Okay? Remove yourself. Take a break. Put everything off for just a few minutes. Was working with a client this past week, and this tool right here could have saved him some heartache at his job, because he got so amped up in a meeting that he was in, he didn't show up the way he wanted to show up. He yelled at some people, said some things he wished he hadn't said, had to go back and apologize later. Why? Because he didn't disengage. He didn't step back. He didn't pause. Right? He didn't stop. So first in the technique, in the tool, is to stop.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The T, take a deep breath, right? Take a deep breath, and then another, and then another. Give yourself 15 seconds of just focusing on your breath. Feel the breath actually moving through your body. Just focus on breathing. You have heard me say this before, to take a breath. There's a couple of you out there who are laughing right now because I send you texts and I say breathe, because you just go and go and go and go and go and you never stop. This one's probably partly for you. But breathe, right? Make yourself disengage. Make yourself physically breathe. Feel it going through you. What is this doing? It's slowing everything down, right? It's slowing everything down. It's giving your brain a chance to catch up. Your body's going 95 miles an hour. Your brain's not there yet. Slow down. Let your brain catch up. All right, let me make a good decision here. Okay? Give yourself at least 15 seconds. Focus on your breath. After you do that, most of you probably already guessed the O. You've listened to this podcast long enough. The O is to observe. Observe. Notice your thoughts. Notice how your body is feeling. Where does it come up, right? Name the emotions you're feeling. Considering why you are feeling that way with no judgment. That's a tough one. That whole thing's tough. It's tough to sit there and notice your thoughts. It's tough to sit there and notice your feelings. It's tough to sit there and name your feelings, especially for us guys, right? We're good at the ads, sad, mad, glad, bad. We're not very good when it gets deeper. Oh, I'm feeling shame. I'm feeling judgy. I'm feeling mistreated. I'm feeling distraught. I'm feeling overwhelmed, right? Name the emotion you're feeling. Consider why you are feeling that way. Why are you feeling that way without judging yourself? Oh, I feel this way because it's bringing up this insecurity in me. Can you get curious in that instead of judgmental? Not judgmental of others, judgmental of yourself, right? So observe. And then the P, S-T-O-P, to proceed, to move forward in an intentional way that honors your needs and your feelings. What will really make you feel better or help you cope? Boy, there's that word I like, right? What will really make you feel better? What will really make you feel better? Don't pretend. Don't try to make something up. Don't just gloss over it. What will really make you feel better? What is something you can begin to intentionally think about as you're proceeding forward? You may have to go back into that meeting. How are you going to show up in a way that's going to honor yourself? The only way you'll get there is to be able to settle yourself down, take a deep breath, begin to think cleanly, think clearly, and then go back in and be able to have the discussion. That's why it's so important to disengage. For some of you, that alone, if you would just disengage, that's on the S, right? If you would just disengage, it would help you. Because your natural tendency and the tendency that you've done over and over and over for year after year after year, your tendency is to engage. And then you don't show up the way you want to show up, and then it gets ugly. And then you have to apologize. And then you feel bad. And then there you go beating yourself up. And here goes the cycle all over again. Right? So if a situation comes up this week, maybe it's with your spouse. Maybe you're having a tough time right now. Maybe it's with a coworker. Maybe it's with someone you lead at work. Maybe it's with your son or daughter. Doesn't really matter who it is or who it's with. What does it have to do? It has to do with you, right? It has to do with you. You can't control the humans, right? Haven't said that in a while. You can't control the humans. You can only control you. So this week, you find yourself in that situation. You notice your heart rate's up. You notice you're mad. You notice you can't feel like you're moving forward. You're just overwhelmed. It's all in you, right? You feel like you're drowning in a pool of water. Use this stop technique. Stop whatever you're doing. Take a step back. Disengage from the situation. Take a break. Put everything off for just a few minutes. T, take a breath. Then another and then another. Give yourself at least 15 seconds just focusing on your breath. Feel the breath moving through your body. Oh, observe. Notice the thoughts and the feelings that are coming up in your body. Name the emotions. Consider why you're feeling it that way with no judgment on yourself. And then P, proceed. Move forward in an intentional way that honors your needs and feelings. What will really make you feel better in the situation, or what will really make you feel like you're showing up the way you want to show up in this situation? All right. Hopefully that helped some of you this week. I think this one was intentionally done for some of the listeners out there. So really appreciate y'all listening. Appreciate the numbers. Keep sharing this information if it's helpful to you. Reach out to me if I can help you, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com. Would love to set up a consult. We just have a conversation, talk about where you are, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. Hope you have a great week. Can't wait to see you back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care of you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.